can understand it. I just can't understand it. I just don't understand it. And I must have got lost. I must have got lost. I must have got lost somewhere down the line. I must have got lost. I must have got lost. Give away them days.
Drop what you're doing. Make this priority.
And now, it's time for Guys Not on the Radio with Shap.
He's a party on skates.
And JC.
The little girly man.
Shap.
If you stuck a lump of coal up his ass, in 2 weeks you'd have a diamond.
And JC.
They think he's a righteous dude.
Is this it? I mean, is this two bowls of M&Ms and some balloons? You know what, Phyllis? I think you need to step it up. Because if I'm not mistaken, we gave you your wedding shower here. We all came into this room and gave you a golden shower.
That's disgusting.
You are fake news.
You're killing me, Smalls.
It's Shap and JC and the Guys Not Other Radio Podcast.
Well, that sets up. I'm going to see a man about a wallaby.
Good evening. I would say Radioland, but that'd be incorrect. I would say Illinois Valley, but that's not necessarily true.
Facebook Live and
podcasters.
Yes.
Which, by the way, we're now, you can search and find us on
iTunes.
iTunes and Stitcher, right?
Yep.
Both. How about that?
Yeah, you got
the Guys Not on the Radio Podcast. That's what you got. It's Shap and JC back for week four. We made it 4 weeks.
I can't believe that.
I know.
I think this is like all we're going to do.
I know. Should we just give up everything else? Like throw away the
know.
DJ company?
Yeah. And just do podcasting just that pays us nothing?
Yeah.
We can
hang out. We could try to monetize it. I mean, we could. But then I'd be, you know, probably.
Would you pay for this? That's my question.
Yeah. 815-200-9209.
Oh, that's right. I got the phone number right here.
Unbelievable. And I'm looking for your comments now too. So that's what I'm doing, looking down at the phone. I mean, we got a big show planned for you. We have another guest, a friend of ours from Radio Pass for Tales from Radioland. The Blackhawks are still losing 1-0. There's 12 and a half minutes to go here in period number 3.
This is what we do all night.
Yeah.
TV's right over here.
Yeah.
So
and we're not even more Wayne's World esque with the Hawks.
Oh yeah,
jerseys.
I didn't even think about that.
Game on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So so we've got a friend from Radio Past and Tales from Radioland coming up. We'll have Non-Judgmental Shap later on as well.
Sweet.
We're gonna talk a little bit about the big story of the week, which was the United flight and the guy that got pulled off. He just went like a Raggedy Ann doll as he got pulled out of the plane. JC wants to get to that right now. He does. See, I know this about JC. And JC used to do news. So,
yeah.
But JC is a whore when it comes to the big story of the time.
I'm a fanatic.
Yes.
And I have horrible ADD. Like more ADHD.
Yes.
ADD, whatever.
Yeah.
I have that, and I've had it forever.
Yeah.
And and the internet is terrible for people with ADD, and especially big news stories, because all we do is just we obsess. We obsess. And then we just go down the rabbit hole to read as you can, because you're like, I just don't have enough information here.
Yep.
To make a good judgment as to what happened. So with this United story, I've been all over it. I don't even know why, but I'm obsessed with it lately.
So so we'll get to that in a little bit, too.
Okay.
But before we get any further into the show, big news, big news. We have a major announcement to make. Pearl Jam is coming to play My Basement Guys on the Radio, not on the Radio Podcast. Oh, I'm just kidding. So I did watch their Rock Hall Live, by the way.
Yeah.
I found some Facebook live streams from some of the 10 clubbers.
What'd you think?
I thought Eddie's speech was long. It was very heartfelt. I think Dave Abruzzese, the former drummer who whined and bitched and moaned, didn't show up to the ceremony and complained about it, was being a baby. So
he didn't come at all?
He did not come. Dave Crewson what the hell is Crewson's first name? Crewson was there, and he was the guy on the first album. He played on the first album and like did like two shows, and then he got kicked out of the band. Because he was an alcoholic and couldn't function.
Oh, man.
So they kicked Dave Crewson out. And then David Breezy replaced him. Dave did not get inducted to the Rock Hall. Should be, but it wasn't Pearl Jam's fault. That is because of the Rock Hall. They chose who gets. They choose who gets to go in from each band. The only drummer is the one in, Cruisin', and Matt Cameron, still with the band. Matt Cameron absolutely deserves to be there. He should be there twice by now with Soundgarden. So, moving on. Jack Irons isn't there. If there's no Jack Irons, then there's no Pearl Jam. He brought Eddie Vedder to Pearl Jam and brought them all together. So, anyways, I digress.
You're passionate.
I am.
And so it was it was exciting for you.
I am. But even more exciting is the big news that we have for today.
Okay.
So I don't even know if I have a drum roll. I probably do somewhere.
We prepped for this.
we did pretty. We've got a drum roll. How about that?
All right,
here we go. Drum roll, please. I got a job.
Yay!
I don't have the ba-dum. Where the hell is that at? Is it here? Is there a ba-tsh?
No, I think you got to wait another 2 minutes.
Oh, there we go. All right. I got a job.
So are we done with this now? Because if you got a what are you doing? Like McDonald's?
Yeah, I'm leaving you. No. As far as I am concerned, the podcast is still a go. I'm on this camera now. I'm the one right
here.
Yeah,
I put you right in front of you.
As far as I am concerned, the podcast is still going to happen as much as we can once a week. So, but no, I got a job. I am. I'll pull it up for you here. Hold on. See that? Look at that. I already have business cards made and everything.
All right.
I am an air personality for 1430 AM WCMY and 95.3 Jack FM in Ottawa. So
very cool.
Part of NRG Media, and very happy to be there.
Can we show the press release?
You sure, go ahead.
All right. So
the press release is going to the papers.
So it's tomorrow.
I'll be curious.
And can I read it? Like,
yeah, sure.
Right. Ottawa-based radio stations WCMY 1430 AM and WRKX 95.3 Jack FM announced the addition of longtime area radio personality John Schaff Shapiro to programming and production staff. Schaff has been a fixture of radio stations in Starved Rock Country since 2001, is a popular air personality and commercial production talent. And also talks about how awesome you are by winning awards.
I know. I'm awesome.
And then there's a statement here from the general manager, Rob Clem, who says, "We are very pleased to welcome Schaff to the stations and look forward to his role in the on-air sound of both WCMY 1430 and 95.3 Jack FM." Jay Lesser adds, "Having Schaff join our crew of on-air personalities brings the opportunity to add his..." What are you adding? I'm just...
My spunk.
That sounds wrong.
Well, I mean, it depends.
Do you want to keep this job?
It depends on how you're looking at it.
I guess so. Okay, hold on. So it says, "Having Schaff join our crew of on-air personalities brings the opportunity to add his unique talents to the award-winning programming of our stations. We prepare for future growth in both on-air and digital streaming products."
And my voice is actually already on WCMY, actually.
So it is.
It is. Matter of fact, driving home today from
there,
because I was already at work.
Okay.
My voice was on the White Sox game, because we carry the White Sox there at
WCMY. Nice.
So when they, you know.
That's even better.
I know. In between the innings, you know, and they're like, "You're listening to White Sox baseball." You
know, oh, yeah, the little drops there.
And that's me. I'm on it.
That's great.
So, and being from the South Side, that's double bonus points for me. So that's
pretty sweet. So who do we have to bribe to get Sox tickets?
Somebody higher up than me.
Okay.
So maybe the name's on that sheet you read.
Okay.
So there you go.
I should mention, too, Kathy Mitchell, a good friend of ours for a long time. You know, and I have to plug, I've known Kathy since I was 16 because of my high school drama teacher.
Yeah.
Brought her in to our mass media class when I was a junior, and I mm-hmm. just started interning in radio. And she told me all about the wonderful world of radio that she was in at that time. So so I've known, it's hard to believe because, you know, Kathy Mitchell isn't older than, say, 29. So it's hard to believe that.
And Kathy's a sweetheart.
She's amazing.
She's one of those people you meet and you just know that she's genuine and she's just as nice as they come. And, you know, Kathy reached out to me right away. And then I heard from Tammy Sangaroth as well, who I used to work with. You used to work with as well. So I'm really excited to be a part of the team, and I'm excited for more to come.
And
so,
actually, our guest tonight that we're going to talk to spent some time at CMY as well.
Yeah, she did.
As part of their sales team.
That's all we're going to say for now.
Yeah.
You'll have to stick around.
Yeah, you'll have to find. Well, so. I think I've kind of leaked who we have coming on already, so.
Yeah, you did a little bit.
I did.
We'll get to that.
All right, go ahead.
But first, you know, we had so much fun with the list last week. We did the list of things you'd do for $5 million, right?
Wasn't yes.
that what it was for $5 million? What you would or wouldn't do
yeah,
for $5 million?
Shap said he would make out with his mom for 2 hours.
I'm gross. I know.
However, he wouldn't listen to country music.
No.
Country music, no. But I would make out with my mom for 2 hours.
Not do that.
That's what you said.
I know.
Last
I will not. I know. That's what I said. I will not listen to that country crap. Won't do it.
Standards. So. That's Shap. So if you're wondering where the line is,
yes, there you go. Making out with mom, fine. Country music, bad.
Yeah.
And you would think making out with mom would be like part of a country music song. Or beating up people that make out with their mom.
I don't know. It could be a David Allen Coe thing. I didn't get that album.
All right. So since I just recently got a job, I happened to stumble upon this list today. The strangest things employees have gotten instead of a raise. A new study was put out, a new infographic was put out, revealing some of the weird things that people have got instead of getting a raise. And when asked whether or not what's the main thing people are looking for, obviously that's the thing. And 2/3 of us say we would leave our job if we didn't feel appreciated. Does that mean you want to leave your job or you would leave your job? Because I'm thinking there's a lot of liars out there.
Well, I mean, if you want somebody to leave, all you have to do is tell them when you sit them down in the office and just say, you know what, you're lucky you have a job. If you say that to an employee, at that point, they're probably going to start looking right away.
Or maybe tell
just
them.
Just a tip.
Or maybe tell them that you're a cancer and you're like a cold that spreads through the entire building. You're the rotten apple.
Maybe. There are things like being appreciated as an employee is a huge thing.
It is.
And so that's a huge factor in what.
And here's a way to not be appreciated. Here are the 10 weirdest things employees have gotten instead of a raise.
Okay.
And there are some doozies on here. There might actually be more than 10. This employee got a loaf of bread. There you go. Here's
instead
of
a raise?
Instead of a raise. Here's a loaf of bread.
Was this like in the Depression?
I mean, a good butternut is hard to find, especially here, because they only have them in every store out here.
Yeah,
so.
And I put the phone number at the bottom here. So if there's ever been a time in your life where you have
not gotten a raise, and they're like, here's this great token that shows you our appreciation, and it's something completely batshit stupid, you can call us. I need to get Eddie Murphy queued up for some Phil Florin because we're running a little ragged today. So we haven't had any sound issues.
Yeah, and on top of that, it's because Shaft's been working.
That's right. I've
been working. I haven't had time to put the effort into the show tonight. He's been working. So things that you might have gotten.
In front of people.
Well, on radio, we always, concert tickets, band T-shirts, free CDs.
Not always. It'd be nice.
Sometimes. That's what you get paid in.
Sometimes.
Maybe, yeah.
All right, so here's the rest of this list. If I could find where it went again. There it is. It disappeared on me. A CD of music written by and performed by a coworker.
It's nice.
I can't give you a raise, but here's my band, Sideboob. You can go ahead and listen to this. It's for all you Orange is the New Black fans out there. Couldn't you totally see Caputo giving somebody a copy of their CD Sideboob instead of a raise? Here you go. Here's Sideboob. Great band name, by the way.
It is.
A custom statuette of me. I wonder if the me is the employee or the boss. A large carving of a polar bear.
That's a good gift.
An expired gift certificate.
Oh, man.
I have received those as gifts before.
Expired gift certificates?
Yes, I have received those. I see a lot of people are tuning in, but I haven't seen any comments yet. So, I don't know. I think this thing is... Oh, wait, there they are. Now I'm seeing them. It wasn't working before. There we go. Let's see. A golden key to an executive bathroom that didn't exist. I got you this...
It's hilarious. That reminds me.
We have some great bathroom talk coming up later in the podcast.
And I have a former coworker, not in radio, but in my last job. And I swear that my first foray into like real work outside of radio was it was almost like Office Space. I had these two guys, Alex and John, that I worked with, and Alex was kind of like who's the main guy in the office? Not Michael
Office
Scott.
Space?
In the office. Not Jim? Michael Scott. Jim.
Yeah.
He was like Jim, and then and John was like Dwight, and he would constantly play pranks on him all the time. And we said the imaginary bathroom. Alex had convinced John that the corporate office at Ivy Cellular had an ice skating rink in the basement. And there are no stairs for a basement.
No.
And he's like, and we have upstairs that go up to like where some other guys work. And he had convinced him that there was an ice hockey rink in the basement and that he needed that they could go play during like their breaks and stuff. And so Alex or John's like, "Oh, Alex, how do you get to this hockey rink?"
Game on.
And he goes, "Well, you got to go upstairs to go downstairs. And the only people that can go upstairs have special key card access." So he totally bought it.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. And he ran into the big boss, the COO.
Oh, no.
And she's walking down.
And she's like, "What are you doing?"
Well, and he goes, "Well, you want to go play hockey later?" And she's like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "Yeah, the ice rink in the basement." It's like, "What are you talking about?" Like, Alex told me that there's an ice rink down there. She's like, what is wrong with you? You got to go upstairs to go downstairs.
Wow.
So anyway, John got the imaginary ice rink as a raise.
This is John who got it? So
you remember, you met John. He's a good guy.
Can we sell John some oceanfront property in Arizona too?
Probably. I don't know.
Maybe a George Strait CD at least?
That was fun.
Let's see. Back to the list.
Yeah, sorry.
Socks. Instead of a raise, I got socks.
Mm. That's good when it comes from grandma in the, you know, for Christmas.
I mean, if I got like 10 pairs of alpaca warmth socks from the Hidden Treasures farm or something,
yeah.
I mean, that's a decent gift and all. That'd be a nice like bonus, but I don't know about a raise.
Sure.
So, a misspelled plaque.
Oh, man.
Employee of the month. Instead of saying J.C. Phillips, it'd be saying C.J. Phillips.
It's my cousin.
Let's see. A jacket that was too short with sleeves that were too long. I've actually gotten one of those before that I had to give back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did. It was, here's this vest you need to wear to perform this thing. We didn't order you one. So you can have this person's. And you either can choose from the double XL or the size that's too small from you. Which would you like? Well, thanks. I feel loved. That makes me feel appreciated. Let's see. A plush toy. That was pretty good. A 3-cent raise. Mm. You imagine the time you had to look for that to find that you got a 3-cent raise?
I wonder if they like made a big deal of it. You know, the employee evaluation let you know you got an extra 3 cents an hour.
And my two favorites, a foam tombstone. Like, R.I.P. your career or what? Or R.I.P. I'm leaving here? I don't know. And then last but not least, fresh meat from a hunting trip.
Oh.
Yes! Some venison, baby.
That's
Let's
good.
Go. Let's go. So let's see. If you want to call, you can. 815-200-9209. We are live right now. Unless you're listening on the podcast, then we're not. But hey, let's see. I did get this from Erin listening, tuning and watching here on Facebook. She says, "I got a flashlight and a bottle of booze. What the hell?"
Hey, that's awesome. Flashlight and a bottle of booze? You can do a lot with that.
Instead of a raise, here's a flashlight and a bottle of booze. Don't use them
well,
both
it depends.
Together. It'll
I mean,
just
the,
confuse
if
you.
If the booze is like what, Johnny Walker Blue, you know, or some like really nice bottle of liquor, I could see that.
And as far as the radio news goes, since I couldn't see comments before, I now can. Bob Tiemann's excited. He said, "Jack has been my station of choice for the last month or so."
Sweet.
Way to go, Bobby T. Nikki says, "Are you on the morning show? When can I hear you again?" That's not certain yet, but I'm there. You'll hear my voice on things, but as far as having a show, just stick around. You know,
find out.
Hopefully, eventually down the road.
In the meantime, Thursday nights at 9.
Thursday nights at 9. That's right.
And then you can hear his voice on Liners for Sox games.
Exactly. Or throughout the entire day, eventually.
Okay.
So soon there'll be ones for the morning meeting with Jay LaSore.
You know, I'm going to go see Jay here in a couple weeks, probably. Yeah, like once a month I go sit in with Jay.
There you go.
We talk tech.
I got and I have like it's pretty nice. Just unlike this list here,
yeah.
About how you get treated.
Sure.
I got a desk.
No,
I've never had a.
You got a desk and you got cards. You've never had cards before either, have you?
I had cards once. I did. Okay. Yes, they didn't last too long. I got business cards there. Yeah. I got my own desk, and then the first day.
Yeah.
Shit, you not first day. They wheeled over a brand new desk chair.
Seriously?
Yes. First day.
Never had a new desk chair. Have you? You never had a new desk chair.
New desk chairs before,
yeah.
But like I sat down the first day. Usually the first guy you get the crap chair. So I sit down at the desk.
Well, see, I remember.
And it's the chair like that's got the covering ripped off and just the foam padding that's sitting out. And it was fine. I'm like, I'm cool with that. Yeah. I've had much worse. I work in radio. I get it. And then all of a sudden, the GM comes around the corner and he's like, here you go.
Wow. Spoiled.
It was awesome, man. It was great.
Because I think about probably one of the first chairs that you probably had to use in Streeter Radio that may have been covered with what may or may not have been human hair or
yes.
animal hair. We couldn't tell. But that I think that chair eventually got burnt because of
the
we
first
wasn't
job,
quite sure what was on that chair.
The first job in radio I had, the person that would be sitting in the chair before me and then I'd have to go sit there, you know how sometimes you can wear a pair of jeans a couple of times before you wash them?
Yeah.
You couldn't. If you wore your clothes to work, you were washing them because
that chair was
sitting in the
disgusting.
Chair, it stunk.
It was disgusting
it stunk.
Chair. Oh, I'm sorry. You brought that up and that brought back memories of the chair.
Other comments about working there in WCMY and having my voice part of Sox broadcasts. And you're asking about Sox tickets. Aaron says, Sox tickets, aren't they free?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
They pay you to go to the games
says,
now.
I actually thought they started paying people to go to Guaranteed Rate Field.
Yeah.
JC had the... Did you come up with that?
What?
Or did I hear it on the radio? I think I must have heard it on the radio, actually.
What
somebody came up with a great name for what, you know how they call...
G-Rate?
Well, you know how it used to be called the Cell for U.S. Cellular
Great
Field?
Great Field.
So it used to be called the Cell for U.S. Cellular. Now it's Guaranteed Rate Field. They should just call it the G-Spot.
The G-Spot! I was going to make some comment about, like, just like Sox fans' girlfriends.
Yeah, and they can never find it. That's the exact perfect analogy. No wonder no one's in attendance. They
can't find
it.
It is non-existent. I love my team. I do.
Oh, my God.
I saw the power rankings. I think they're like 17th. Or they're lower than that.
They haven't played terrible yet. We're lagging now.
2 minutes left.
Oh, and it's still.
God, and I hate Nashville. Terribly.
Don't worry. It's one game.
I know.
It's one game at a best of seven. It's no point in getting all worked up. And oh, wait a minute. I had to keep like closing in order to like see my comments.
Yeah.
It's being stupid. And then I can only see so many at a time. I'm gonna have to close this app or something.
No, that's all right. Do you wanna go into Tales from Radio Land? What do you want to do next?
Yeah. Well, you want to do that, or do you want to do the United dude?
I'd like to get Jennifer Nagel on.
All right, let's do Jennifer Nagel.
All right, hold on.
Do it. I got to get my sound thing here. It's somewhere. So it's
we're doing great tonight.
I know. They're gonna give me a show. Jeez, my gosh. Oh man, here we go.
And now, Tales. From Radioland.
I'm gonna go ahead and start rolling that way. I can.
Do you want to say where we're at?
I'm gonna pass
it. Well, no, I don't have to say where we're at.
Yeah, we'll just be on location somewhere.
Just hanging out.
You're on location
somewhere.
Okay. You rolling?
Rolling.
Well, we are on location for this edition of Tales from Radioland. It is Shap, JC, Guys Not of the Radio Podcast, and joining us is special guest, the one and only Jennifer Nagel.
Yes, indeed. It's so nice to be broadcasting again, even if it is over the internet. So. But that's kind of the direction that things are going. So
yeah, more and more online stuff.
And those FCC rules don't apply as much, and neither do the seven dirty words. Yeah. Yay!
You can if you want to get it out so you feel better, go, you can run right through them if you like.
No,
we're podcasting,
I'll just let you go ahead and Google George Carlin if you need that.
Well,
it's weird because I don't think that anybody would ever think they would hear Jennifer Nagel drop some filth and flarn, because you always were new.
She was always professional when the microphone was around.
And I didn't even slip up and let anything slide. And I know there were occasions where it did happen, and particularly when people would get frustrated during Clearinghouse.
Oh, yes.
But even during those times, I always was able to keep it together. So,
well, the whole point of doing these Tales from Radioland things that we catch up, see what's going on with you, but we also relive Tales from Radioland. And I worked a lot with you. We were together there for
probably 8 years.
At least 8 years.
And how many years have you been off now?
It's two.
2 years.
Two years.
2015.
Okay, but yes. Most people remember you from probably your time on AM 1220.
WLPO.
Yeah.
The Voice of the Valley.
But before that, you actually
CUE,
were
right?
On another one.
I was on WCUE AM FM and WRVY.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. So
is that where you got your start?
That was my first professional job. I started off down at WIDB, which this is pretty much got the same listenership probably as IDB.
Okay.
Don't sell us short here, okay?
No, Andy. Well, there are many fine broadcasters who got their start on IDB down in Carbondale. That was the campus station.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So that's what that is. Yeah.
Sorry, no offense, SIU alum. So.
Yes. Yeah.
By the way, I just want to say I'm feeling very underdressed right now because, JC at least has, a sweater on, and Jennifer's got the professional woman's business suit on.
Well, I've
got this rocking tee, so.
I work in a bank now, so I'm a financial advisor. I'm a financial advisor. So I actually am legally allowed to receive payment for giving advice about finances.
Wow.
And investments.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to
know.
That's
what I do now.
That's cool.
That's not going to stop me from giving you advice about whatever crap ex-boyfriend you've got, crazy in-laws, bad outfits. I'm good at that,
Yeah. Well, and before, we'll get into some stories, and we'll do an ask segment in a little bit, because before Shap had Elizabeth, Jennifer and I used to do a segment in the afternoon on 99.3. Mm-hmm. An award-winning segment.
Award-winning. First place Silver Dome.
Wasn't it award-winning that, it was an award-winning segment, but it wasn't well-liked within the building, right?
Yeah, nobody... I don't think management liked our segment.
No, not at all.
But it was... I loved it. Because the one thing I'll tell you is, working with Jennifer Nagel, she doesn't pull any punches.
No.
You will always get honest... And straightforward
and if you
thoughts from her.
And timely.
Yes.
If you try to pull a punch with Jennifer, if you try to joke around, it gets shut down.
Yeah.
I have several examples that I plan to bring up on this Tales from Radio.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay, I don't know what you're planning.
I started doing the morning show, it was probably 2010, 2011, yeah. I don't know, something like that.
Okay.
And you and Jeremy Akin would rotate in and out every other day for a while for who was coming in to do the news.
Yeah.
There was one time I remember distinctly, you had a story about a Snuggie.
And oh, yeah.
You had a story about a Snuggie, and you didn't know what a Snuggie was, and you pronounced it as a Snoogie.
Yeah.
And I corrected you on the air, and you got so mad at me.
I don't remember this at all.
You were so mad at me. You were snug, kind of smug. And I'm you're a smug a-hole or something along those lines. You said, you said smug something.
Yes.
So, I don't remember what it was.
A smug a-hole who corrects me on the
yes,
air.
Yes, exactly. But it was funny. I was trying to humanize you, and it was so funny. So,
no.
Oh, my God,
well,
it was great.
Do I look like a woman who's going to have a Snuggie?
No.
Of course not. That's how I got a layer of dachshund. There
was that one. There was the Valentine's Day episode where I asked what you were getting your boyfriend for Valentine's Day, and you were 100-some-odd pounds of flesh. That's what you said.
Yes, well,
answer.
I can see that.
Yeah, that you said.
And I think you guys liked that.
And then, hey, I was going through my old bits today, which I have on file, and I can't play anything, and there was one about what your chosen profession or your dream job would be, and you said rich man's wife.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, still waiting on that one.
We're the banker now.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's great.
Jennifer had just, you know, but, and I think my ultimate, this, my favorite Jennifer story from Tales from Radioland actually had nothing to do with being on the air, but was off the air. And I know she'll remember this. She's going to look at me, she's already getting worried.
Well, I'm confused. What?
All right, so I've got this new computer at the station, a new desktop, because mine had taken a crap. And so I come into work the next day. They did this after I was gone. I come into work, and who's on my screen? A picture of Fred Durst.
Fred Durst.
Fucking Fred. I hate Fred Durst. I hate Limp Bizkit. I mean,
so many great people have OD'd, and he hasn't. But at least he's not producing new music that we have to hear.
So anyways, Fred Durst is on my screensaver. My Mr. T was gone. Fred Durst was up there. I'm like, what is this? And then the computer was all jacked up. It was having all sorts of issues and problems.
Which I had nothing to do with. It was just, you know.
It took forever for me to find out. And I think you finally admitted it to me that you were the reason for the...
Well, we had this... Okay, we had, like, this IT guy who was, like, 12 years old looking. And he had no idea who Fred Durst is. And it's like, no, really, you don't. This is, like, spitting in someone's eye. So he's like... Really? I should do that? I'm like, yeah, you should do that. And he did.
Oh, so you told the IT guy.
I was always there in the evening.
That's because at the time she was working afternoons.
Yeah, exactly. Or midnight, depending on what day of the week it was. And he was there, and I'm like, you should really do that. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, no idea who Fred Durst is.
Crazy. I was so pissed the next morning. I was so pissed. And then eventually,
I'm not there in the morning.
No.
So eventually, I found out.
I found out about it. She found out about it. And then I remember telling her.
Well, go ahead.
I remember telling her. I was so pissed. And I just remember payback's a bitch. And so before she came into work the next day, Jennifer loves the Eagles. Loves the Eagles.
No, I don't.
Yeah. So
I'm like the dude when it comes to the Eagles.
Can't stand the Eagles. So I covered her entire desk with Eagles paraphernalia, specifically Don Henley. Oh. Like, there was an All She Wants to Do Is Dance album cover of Don Henley. And I think I somehow worked into that. I put her face on the cover of the album. Yes. So nice. I got her back. It was awesome. It was beautiful. No. So,
and I know people love that album. I really don't like Don Henley's work. And I think politically I'm probably aligned with Don Henley, but I just, there was a lot of ego going on.
That's
crazy. In the
Eagles. I mean, Don Henley is, I mean, how can you not love Dirty Laundry?
Because I like the Ramones, and their songs are over in a minute and a half. I think there's a saxophone solo or a horrible synthesizer solo that takes about 5 minutes. It's like, really?
Well, I made Jennifer a Christmas mix CD 1 year for
you
Christmas.
You did? I think I should have that someplace.
Yeah, and it was called Jennifer's Booty Bounce CD Mix.
Yes.
Because Jennifer is not, you know, she's the indie rock girl. She's the riot girl, right?
Yeah, I love riot girl music.
So, but she grew up in the 90s.
Yeah.
So she, you know, so I had, like, you know, Naughty by Nature on there, and I think I had some Biggie, and, you know.
N.W.A.
Yeah, all Snoop. That stuff. But I started the disc just to fuck with her. I started it with a record drop. And then the Eagles started playing.
Take
it easy. Yeah. And I had a drop from, I think, the Beck album. It's like, what's wrong with you, man? Get the other record.
Yeah.
And then OPP starts.
It was OPP. Okay, so that makes sense. And then, I just remember that. And, oh, my God.
I just want you to know, I believe you're the only female co-host that I have ever made a mixtape or a mix CD for, ever.
Well, you didn't have too many co-hosts because...
We're not... Did I say co-host? I meant co-host. Female co-worker.
Yeah. So, and there weren't that many of them either who were on the air.
So what are your tales from Radioland, JC? Do you have any besides Straight Up?
Doing the Straight Up stuff was hilarious. It was a lot of fun. Jennifer and I had a ton of conversations when we worked afternoons together, but...
Well, I had memories of you, because you were in the small studio, and most broadcast studios are really small. You don't realize that. They're like a closet with soundproofing, and you're in there recording, and yours was right next to the women's bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Which just...
Like, you could hear everything?
And smell everything?
Oh, in that studio?
Yes.
Oh, honey.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes.
You knew it was bad when Lainey would get up and turn the fan on in the newsroom. why the newsroom had a fan. It was like to chase out the bathroom smell. It was right...
That's why?
The women's bathroom, yes. the women's bathroom, it's a small building, and it was adjacent to the studio that you used to do WAJK in the afternoon drive. And it's also, we record a lot of news because it's right across from the newsroom, and it was just like, you'd come out of your little cubby hole there, and you'd just be like, man, what's happening? And I think we'd have salespeople who would just go out on calls all day.
Yes.
And I don't know if their calls were all like lunch dates or something. And then they would just be like,
boom, hit the bathroom.
Yeah, I think they had nothing but granola and coffee on their way in. And so, like, hey, you've been here since 5:30 in the morning.
Yes.
I'm going to go crap 3 feet from your desk. Because I could have went at home, but I didn't.
No, they do, because you're so right on that.
No, they did. Some of them picked time.
They would wait till they got to work to do their business.
Even in the morning. It'd be like 7:30, and the first thing they do is they come in and they take a shit. And I'm like, you couldn't have done that at home? Yeah. Come on!
They couldn't tell you what the news headlines were that day.
No.
They couldn't tell you anything. Like, who's your first client you're calling on? I don't know. I have to poop.
Yeah, and be lying in there.
Yeah, they wouldn't even check their email. They would do that. And it was it was insane. And it was just not set up to be a bathroom. And every time you have a hollow core door, they shouldn't exist anywhere in a radio station because you want soundproofing. But my God, that's not when I buy a house.
If they have hollow core doors.
I need a real door on the bathroom. Give me this and an exhaust fan. Please. I don't care if there's not a recording studio next door.
We could just get up and leave and let her go.
I'm not going to.
The podcast, yes.
But
she's been holding it like salespeople in the morning.
We might be able to get her a bill, like a therapist bill.
You feel good getting all this off your chest. Aiken still has a desk next to this.
Yes,
I mean,
he does.
Literally, you are within yards. I don't know what that thing is that they use in football where they bring it out with a chain and they're like, does it reach?
Yes.
You could put that, stab that in Aiken's seat and it would reach the toilet, right?
That's how close they are.
No, and this is not an exaggeration. Yeah. And so you're recording your show.
Yeah.
I'm like bringing you the news of the world.
Yes.
And someone's relieving themselves and emptying their colon.
Next to the studio.
All this is happening. And this would just make you insane because they turn on the exhaust fan and you could hear it. They didn't turn on the exhaust fan. You'd hear it.
Yeah.
And you'd smell it no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the sound would still come into the studio. Yeah.
Especially if you had the exhaust fan on.
And it was a drop ceiling.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it was just like,
yeah,
nothing's actually soundproof. Sorry, I shouldn't have taken it in this direction,
but
I remember
okay.
you standing in the hallway being like, my God, you know, like, this isn't right.
You know what's funny is like, I don't even remember that. It must have been so traumatic.
You blocked it out.
I blocked it out of my memory.
For 11 years, my desk
was right there.
I had an eye line of the women's bathroom.
11 years.
You were there 11 years.
11 years.
I made it 4.
I got you both beat.
Yeah.
I was there for 12.
Yeah.
You must have beat me by like a couple of months then.
Yeah.
See, I spent more time at Studstill's because I was there for 7 years.
Yeah.
7 years Studstill's sport at Miller Group.
Studstill's wouldn't hire me.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
That's all right.
I was applying to be the...
Well, you got beat by Nick Gale. Right?
Well, no, I never applied for a news job there.
Oh,
I applied for a traffic job just to get a job in radio, and I ended up going to ZOE,
and then
I beat out Nick Gale for the news position at LPO.
At LPO, yep.
But I was told by a former coworker who I never got along with because he just didn't like me, that the only reason why I got the job is because Nick didn't want it. And I don't know if that's true
that's
or not.
Crap.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Wow.
I got along with Nick. I was Nick's
well, you were,
Saluki.
Yeah.
And so was Nick.
Yeah.
So like I already knew who Nick was. So
I was Nick's roommate.
You were Nick's reality.
Yeah, when I moved out.
Radio is a small world.
Yeah.
So
and Nick was Nick's a, I mean I think he's still
usually in
Chicago.
Yeah. Usually what happens is for the most part, the people on here get along with the other people on here at the other stations for the most part.
Yeah.
It starts when you go in other parts of the building, and then it starts to become a little
testy.
It's
harder when you're
working
with people.
Yeah, it makes it a little difficult.
And even then, it's usually not that difficult. It's just people can be really sensitive.
Yeah.
And you can't be sensitive in radio.
Here's a question. Do you miss radio? Do you miss being on the air?
Well, of course I do. There are certain things I don't miss. There's certain things I love. There's certain stories that happen that I wish I could cover. When something's happening, you're like, damn, I'd already be there. I'd already have this posted. I would have better audio than that.
Yeah.
That's so true.
And you know, you look at the writing and you're like, I would have written this differently. This would have just been a better story had I told it. And it's not putting people down, it's really hard to have done that and been trained to do that and to not still want to do it. Now there are nights where I'm glad I'm not the news person anymore, and it was really nice to, and it's not nice that we had severe weather, but typically every severe storm that came through for 11 years, and prior to that when I was at ZOE, I had to be on the air for it.
Yeah.
At least at ZOE, I had a window to see if death was coming. at LPO, there was no windows.
Hey, there's a web camera. There's I think I was the only person that really utilized it.
Yes. Well, how is that going to save your life when there's a tornado coming towards you? You would have died on the air. But it was fun. It was fun because you could trimalcast, and then you trimalcast.
Yeah.
And that was good times because you'd always have the people in the studio like, it's not doing anything here. It's like, ha, you got hit by a tornado in June that one year. So don't call me to tell me, well, it's not doing anything in the studio. Well, it's hailing in Granville. Give it some time.
The doors didn't rub off on you or something. Why are we attacking Streeter?
Because they would call. It was like the same person, you know? Like, why are you telling me that there's this thunderstorm warning? Because it's fine in Streeter. No, you've got other issues, I suppose.
My former employer, like the end of my tenure there, the very next day was the most recent tornadoes. And I remember thinking the same thing, like, man, you know, I'm kind of glad that I'm not at work right now, because it's hell to call. I mean, you're very much a part of the situation. You are eyes and ears. You're relaying things. You're saying things. But it takes a lot out of you. I mean,
and
it really
you're on
does.
The scene. And it doesn't matter if you would have been up overnight.
Yeah.
And the one tornado that did hit Streeter, and I personally, Streeter's fine by me. I mean, we just got the call from the person from Streeter. We always say that. But the night, it was a June night, there was wrestling going on. Remember that? Were you at wrestling down at the night?
Yes, I was not, but I heard about that. They interrupted
Aiken
to get
down
Aiken
there.
Down there.
Jeremy
yeah.
Aiken was down there. I was up in DeKalb getting ready to go to a movie, and I didn't want to see it, so it worked out great, but not for the folks involved, right? But it was a huge line of storms that came through, mm-hmm. and it was a Saturday night. I mean, it was a, you know, there was just people were doing things. It was a Saturday, and as soon as it came through and started hitting things, you canceled your plans. I got in my car, I left DeKalb, I headed back to the Illinois Valley. Aiken, I called the Knights of Columbus, and I think, I don't know if it was Jay Rupsel who I actually talked
Jay
to on the
Rupsel
phone.
He pulled him out.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, I need Jeremy Aiken right now. Jeremy, tornado just touched down, mm-hmm. and I knew this before you, and you're there, and so you need to get there. So him and John Small were in Streeter pretty much till the middle of the night.
Yeah.
They're on the ground doing coverage. I went to Magnolia, but I ended up being in McNabb because there was also some stuff that happened there.
Yeah.
And then bright and early, you're back on. And you don't sleep.
It's that adrenaline that just runs
well,
through.
That and it's your job.
A lot of coffee,
you don't have
too.
A choice.
Yeah. Well, and that's it.
And you just got to do it.
And that kind of coverage, that was when I was 16, when I started in radio in Sterling, that was what fed the AM station there. Mm-hmm. Like they had in the 90s, they had some of the best storm coverage anywhere, I would say, hands down, because we did exactly what you talked about. We always had somebody manning the post, and then you would send people out right into the damage areas to tell people what was going on. So it wasn't just somebody, and you know, I mean, I like what's going on now. It's like there's a lot of listener interaction that kind of, but it's something else when you have an on-field reporter who's there describing, you know, what's happening.
Or after it's been there to kind of give you an idea of, because people are scared.
Yeah.
And a lot of times your cell phone and stuff won't work, and you just, hey, what does it look like? What is this? It's likewise when West Clocks was on fire.
Yeah, no.
People are like, oh my God, is it really on fire? No, this thing is no, I can't describe to you how much it's on fire.
It's amazing how much they've turned that whole property around, and you know.
There's a lot of cool things going on down there.
Great stuff going on down there.
But I mean, the night that I didn't sleep for probably a week because it burned for a month, and it was actually a threat to other buildings several days into it, because they still thought it would jump the street and catch the other buildings on fire.
It was even a threat, like, for breathing, for, like, the kids at LP. I think LP had to release kids a day.
It was nothing but
the way the wind was blowing, the smoke was going right into the school.
Yeah, oh no, you felt sick. It was nothing but burning plastic, remember? It was well, we should have recycled this, but
yeah, because there's all that stuff in there.
Yeah, so it was. Yeah, so anyway, not to distract.
Sure.
You might want to edit.
I mean, there
out.
is there anything else, like any other stories that from your time in broadcast that kind of stick out? Goofy things that happened. Anything else?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, there was quite a few things that happened. quite a few. Oh my God. Some of them involve storm coverage. Usually being the one who could actually make it there in the morning. We got 12 inches of snow on December 1st, I think it was in 2006. I think we just had the 10th anniversary of it. Three people made it in the building. John Small, because he stays at the hotel nearby.
Yeah.
John Spencer made it in, and I made it in. Lanny Slevin got stuck in a road in front of his house, I think. It was one of those deals, like, if you don't get it there before 4:30 in the morning, you don't make it.
That was from Snowpocalypse, I believe. Snowmageddon. Snow-MG. Was that the day that Jeremy Aiken got stuck on 80? I think he got stuck on 80 that day.
Yeah, and then the power went out in Ottawa, yeah. And he lost all of his frozen pizzas.
I know.
He was on 80 for like 7 hours.
Yeah,
and that's not an exaggeration.
I know that I had just finally finished shoveling out my driveway, and Fort Miller pulled up.
Yeah.
To escort me to work, and yeah. I'm like, my car's out. So he's like, well, I'll just follow you to make sure you get there.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah.
It was. And that was a hell of a time. And yep. You want to kill people? You want to kill them during snow coverage because you've got all the kids calling in for the cancellations. We had a really bad website. It wasn't... This is before... I think we as an alternative, maybe... We didn't even have Facebook or MySpace.
Not at that time.
And every time there was any kind of significant event that people had to use the website, it crashed. So it was crashing. It was very hard. It was very hard. And we were only live on two stations, but it was... Yeah,
that was tough.
It was tough. So stuff like that was fun. I had a show of my own on LPO that I did, and that was a lot of fun. I got
like
to interview
4 to 6, right?
It was the 5 o'clock show.
Oh, five. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
although right. Someone thought it should be called Live at 5, and I thought that was so tacky. I just called it the 5 o'clock show because it's.
So they were branding it the Live at 5.
I called it the 5 o'clock show.
It's just 5 o'clock show.
5 o'clock show. I didn't want to draw attention to the fact that. Well, the rest of the time we're not live.
Was this? So, this was during the talk radio period with all those syndicated hosts.
Yeah. So I mean, after listening to the most conservative religious people you could put on the air, they put me on. And it's like, hey, let's be queer for an hour and complain about people having trashy yards.
You should have done some straight up stuff. Or well,
no, I had a lot of interviews on. I had a lot of people on in the community. I drank on the air. How did I forget that? I had a happy hour with Rudy's Liquor.
Yeah,
Patty come in, literally, she'd line up shots of tequila. I don't drink tequila.
You did that day.
I did that day. I'm like, no, I don't actually drink this. Oh, no, I was doing shot. I mean, like, this was happening, and you're just like, oh my God, I don't drink like that at home. So that I did get to do that. So I forget there was a lot of fun things there. But I still have people approach me about one morning. Was it a Saturday or Sunday? I was filling in for John Small on an LPO. And it was a fall day. And I went for a bike ride. I still lived in LaSalle. And I'm not a big fan of people to let trash collect in the yard and overgrown grass and just poor maintenance. And I just let the Illinois Valley have it. And I had old men calling in and saluting me.
Oh, that was
That's
great.
The way to tell them. I had people after that for a couple of years being like, I can't believe you said those things, but they're all true. And I'm like, yep, I hate your white trash neighbors just as much as you do. So,
she should come on and do non-judgmental chefs sometime.
Definitely. Right. She would be great at the non-judgmental bit. All right, so let's do... We're changing the name of our segment now for you send your emails and stuff in. It's now going to be called, Hey Guys! So...
Yeah.
Until we come up with a better name.
As much as I wanted to break out the Straight Up With Jennifer song, I
can't believe it didn't win the Emmy that year.
It should have. Because... My singing is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so letter we got this week for our Hey Guys segment. Hey Guys, it's a little different than most of your advice segments, but prom is coming up.
Oh.
It is. Next couple weeks.
Youngster,
and,
huh?
Yep, and I need a prom pun for my proposal poster.
A pun?
Yes.
A poster?
There's a poster. The girl I'm asking is named Faith, and I'm having trouble with puns. To use with the word faith. The best reasoning I could get was, I can't have faith in myself at prom without you.
Oh, that's just stupid.
Yeah, it seems confusing.
I can't have faith in myself at prom? Honey, you don't have to do anything at prom other than go. So, and maybe it's because I'm older than this kid, apparently.
Do you know about the prom proposals?
This is the new thing, right? In order to,
yeah, they make
to ask somebody to prom, you have some big, huge, elaborate scheme. Or put some crap
on a poster.
It's not just asking them, hey, will you go to prom with me?
Or just assuming they're going to go to prom with you because you've been dating them.
Yeah.
They just took a really high maintenance day and made it even more high maintenance. Congratulations.
Well, you know, I mean, we do a lot of stuff in the wedding industry. Hello, guys in the radio DJ service. But the amount of money that some of these parents are now spending on prom for their teenage daughters.
But your wedding is more
important
than
prom. Yeah, I know, but what I'm trying to say is the amount of money that now gets spent on prom for these teenage girls, there's some of the things that their mothers are telling us for how much they spend is just insane.
Spoiled little brats. Spoiled brats. You should invest that money in their college savings plan so that you...
Then you could come up with a pun.
Never mind.
Banker Jennifer.
Banker Jennifer.
So do you have an idea for this poor guy? He needs a prom proposal.
A prom proposal. For faith. Well, first off, kiddo, you basically, this gentleman named George Michael pretty much set up the tee and put the ball on the tee for you, okay? Now, you probably don't know who he is because...
Yeah, they do. He just died.
They just know who he is. You might know who he is. And quite frankly, his songs are pop songs from the 80s. And that's about all we broadcast in the Illinois Valley anywhere, that and Carrie Underwood. So, you get that song. And I'm not saying you got to recreate the scene from Say Anything where you got the boombox. In fact, if you have just a pair of blue jeans, white shirt, what is he wearing? Like a leather jacket or something?
It's a leather jacket.
Don't shake
and
your
jeans,
butt because that's awkward on a teenage boy. But I would go with the George Michael Faith song. It's
I gotta have
it's a pop song.
Faith.
I think if you if you just do something, steal a couple lines from that, make it cute.
There's something about touch your body in there. You can there you go.
Touch her though, because you're kids and I don't want to hear about it. But I would do that. If you have to put together a poster, it's fun, it's pop culture, it's not personal, but it is personal, and she'll get it. There's no thinking about it. Your idea was horrible. I'm sorry. I didn't have faith in myself. You don't need to have faith in yourself. You're going to prom.
Yeah, don't say I don't have faith. I can't
no
be loyal.
No one will
don't
remember
like
you, okay? They're going to look at the prom photos 20 years later and they might notice that she had a date.
Man, high school's so awkward to begin with. Now you gotta come up with a pun.
You have to propose to someone in high school?
You're not getting married to this
girl.
You're
not getting married. And I hope you guys break up before you start. Well, no. It is healthy to dump the person you're with in high school. And that'll be another segment of why you need to let the past be the past.
This is why it was award-winning.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yes,
award-winning segment.
Before we let you go, I have one more question. Do you like Coldplay?
You're a jerk. Yeah, I love milquetoast music.
Milquetoast music?
What else would you describe it as? So when you're not hearing George Michael, bad 80s pop music, you might hear Clocks.
What about the Scientists? No?
Is that them?
Yeah, that's them. Paradise. Viva La Vida, Yellow.
They're all the same song. There's that Coldplay song, and then there's the Clock song.
Yeah.
And they're all kind of the same song.
Oh, this has been fun.
It was a blast hanging out here on location with the one and only
Jennifer Nagel
for our Tales from Radioland, and straight up with... Hey guys! So, Jennifer, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And if people have financial questions, is there are you comfortable with sharing how they can get a hold of you or anything?
I just assume not turning an advertising just because I'm not affiliated. This is not affiliated in any way with my professional.
And you know what's funny is we probably have to run some crazy disclaimer.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, probably.
So we're not doing that. I am a financial advisor these days, but I'm not advising you to any product at this point.
We're just advising the guy to do a George Michael thing.
Yeah, that's my only advice. And break up with her shortly afterwards. Because you don't want to carry that with you.
Jennifer Nagel, you're the best.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Oh, you guys are the best.
Get some Coldplay here for Jennifer Nagel, the one and only Jennifer Nagel.
Oh my God, she's
amazing. Riot, dude.
Oh my God.
Ah,
that's why I love that because spending time working with her directly in the afternoon, I would just love
shooting the shit back and forth, and
yeah,
and she was just so brutally honest about everything. That, and that's kind of how the straight up segment kind of evolved with us, is like, we need to be doing this as like an advice column. So and it, you know, if you're new or didn't really get the chance to hear some of Jennifer's bits and stuff, I posted on the Guys Not on the Radio page some of the archives of the straight up segment, because she would write, and essentially, you know, I just produce it. I'd give her the question, she'd write the whole thing, and it.
That's what she's
fun.
Great at it.
She's
and
so
I mean,
good.
She loves news, and she's a very yeah. like when. And I think a lot of people didn't know that about her.
Yeah,
she had that side to her.
Yeah.
So people were
amazing.
The comments like, "She's the best guest you've had on. You need yeah. to have a recurring role with
yes.
her. And we can play Coldplay over her all the time to piss her off, just wind her up." By the way, I'd rather listen to Coldplay than Limp Bizkit. Just saying.
Jap doesn't do it for the nookie.
You could take that cookie and stick it up. Yeah, stick it up. Should I play this for her instead? I mean, I know she apparently loved this song too, or pretended to, or something. Oh yes. I forgot about this ridiculously long church intro to this song.
Nice.
For the kid who's having the prom proposal. What did I see? Lori said some kid from
last
St.
year,
B.
St. B, they had a flyover or something
for a prom proposal.
It's ridiculous.
You're buying them a Lamborghini for their wedding.
Yeah,
you know, it's
yeah. I mean, if you get married to this girl, what do you got to do then?
I don't know. What'd you do for the prom? Nice if I could touch your body. Apparently, we've gone karaoke. You gonna wrap this thing up tonight? We're already after 10.
Are we really?
Yeah, we're after 10.
Well, the Hawks are done. We need yeah. to give people something.
Well, if you're just tuning in.
Yeah, the Hawks lost.
The Hawks lost.
And don't worry. Don't worry about it. Okay? It's okay. It's one game. One game. So.
That, and if you missed it earlier, Shap's got a job.
Yep. If you're just tuning in, I got a job.
He's going to be working at.
Cleaning the street. No, I'm cleaning the toilets. No, I'm.
Picking up the garbage that is strewn along. The Illinois Valley lawns, as Jennifer said.
Yeah, no. I'm working now over at WCMY and WRKX, Jack FM, and that's Energy Media in Ottawa. So
Sweet. If
you're in Ottawa, you might see me around and about quite a bit more.
Cool.
Enjoying a sub from Obie's.
Well, yeah, and I mean that's the best thing about that station is
I can walk to Obie's every day.
Number one, they have windows.
Yes.
Number two, it's right downtown.
They have windows. You have windows. It's outstanding. Which this is all very true. Everything that Jennifer said was true.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not everything, but most of it. So, anyways, Jennifer's panicking now because of the Coldplay. So.
Nice.
All right. So we're going long, apparently.
Yeah, do you want to keep going for a few more minutes?
Yeah, I mean, well, we got to do non-judgmental Shap still.
Non-judgmental. Do you want to talk United?
Yeah, we could do that.
And then we'll start wrapping things up.
All right, so we'll do United first and then non-judgmental Shap, okay? So this whole United Airlines thing with this guy that got dragged off the plane, United oversold the plane. Actually, they didn't oversell the plane. Mm. They had you know way more about this than I do.
Do you want me to pitch it?
You pitch it.
Okay,
four people that they needed to fly down to Louisville that worked for United?
Yeah, there were four crew members that had to jump on the plane, and then they had to fly him away. Of course, the guy got dragged out of his seat because they offered up to $800 to you know, reaccommodate the guests on different flights for the next day. The guy said, "No, I'm not leaving," even though they had like a random computer thing. Supposedly, in your ticket, there's some fine print that says, "Hey, we can." You know, we can refuse to serve you at any time, or we can put you on a different flight and bump you at any point. But the thing is most of the time, they don't do that once you get on the plane. So that's kind of where the weirdness happens. So when United told, they randomly drew four people to move them off the plane to fly these crew members down to Louisville. And three of them left, and the doctor who got his number called, he said, "No, I'm not leaving." And so now there's new video that has come out that shows before he got dragged and the confrontation he had with the Chicago police, that the airport police that were brought on board by the United staff to move this guy off the plane, and he's not really belligerent or anything. He's just saying, look, no, I've got to see patients tomorrow. I'm not getting off. And they're like, well, you're going to have to remove me. He's like, well, you're going to have to remove me then. So he pretty much said, well, you're going to have to remove me. And that's exactly what they did. They removed him. So,
I mean, couldn't this guy, I get it. You don't want to be taken off the plane.
Sure.
I get it. But couldn't he have just say, fine, but and then throw your stink after you get off without having to have physical? Or is it because the video and now in the world that we live in with everyone's got their cell phones and videos and cameras and everything and
does it make
that much of a difference?
See, and I mean, here's where I'm going to differ on a lot of stuff. I know that there's stuff, there's always fine print. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you work in a customer service industry, mm-hmm. there's one thing that anybody who works in a customer service industry should pitch, and that is that policy, you know, sometimes will take second to I guess, perception.
Mm-hmm.
And also to making sure that you're dealing with all the right principles. Principles should always trump policy.
Sure.
In customer service. And so in this case, United, the crew members should have stepped back a little bit and said, you know what, is this right? Is this the right thing to do? And, you know, if the guy's putting up that big of a stink to get off the plane, maybe you can come up with something else. Because if you've ever been to a place that has amazing customer service, think of one place you've been to that has amazing customer service and been like, could you ever imagine somebody getting dragged out of a line at Disney World? No, it would never happen. I could walk up to somebody at Disney World and
so you're saying if you walked up and punched Goofy in the face and then you were in line for Soaring or Pirates of the Caribbean, they wouldn't drag you out?
That's when you're taking an action. But what I'm trying to say is
we got a phone call.
No, it's my phone telling me it's bedtime.
No, I think we got a phone call.
Do we really?
Somebody was asking for the phone number.
No, that's my thing going off.
Oh.
Trying to tell me it's bedtime.
Oh.
It's my alarm again. Didn't it do it last week?
Yes, it did.
It did the same time.
We went too long. We're keeping the old crotchety man up too late.
But, I mean, you would never see that kind of thing happen at Disney World. It just wouldn't, because customer service is king at Disney World. Customer is always right at
Disney. I'm pretty sure if you punch, but you're saying because there was an
yeah, yeah, but okay. I mean, this guy didn't provoke. He didn't do anything. A computer randomly drew his number. There we go.
Man, that music is lame.
You don't like my ringtone?
That's really lame. Hi, guys, not on the radio. Hello.
Did I put the wrong one up?
You put the wrong one up.
Hey,
there he is.
This is Bob Thiemann.
Hi, Bob Thiemann. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm really glad to hear that that you got back on the radio.
Yes. Yes.
I've missed you.
Well, thank you, Bob. I've missed you, too.
We used to have good chats.
Yeah, we did all the time.
But my question is this, and I don't fly that often. But my family went down to Florida last October, and we ran into this same issue, not necessarily getting forcefully asked, but they asked for like 45 minutes because they overbooked the flight, and my girlfriend and I ended up taking vouchers because of it. Do they overbook flights that often?
I think
they do.
I think they do.
Because there's not as many carriers as there used to be.
Well, and I think, because it happened to me once when I was a kid, and this is a story that if I were in a situation like this, I would without a doubt take the damn vouchers just like you did. Because when I was a kid, I was 8 years old, we were going to Disney World in Orlando, and we left from Midway on Continental. And I don't even know if they're still around. They're gone, aren't
no, they're
they?
They're gone.
It was a connecting flight, so we had to go to Cleveland, Ohio first. Hello, Cleveland. And then fly down to Orlando. And their excuse for why we couldn't leave the plane wasn't that they had other employees that needed to fly to Cleveland. It was that we have too much gas in the tanks. We've overfilled the gas tanks. I shit you not. That's what they said. So they needed 8 people to get off the plane.
Wow.
8. So it took forever. And, of course, they were sweetening the deals. And I know my dad and the other dad, because it was 2 couples and each of them had a kid going, they were talking about taking the deal, and then we, of course, were like, no, no, and the mothers were like, no, we're not going. We're ready. We're, you know, we're going to Disney World. We're taking the kids to Disney World. So by the time we finally took off, we left like 2 hours late.
Yeah.
So what happened? We missed our connecting flight. Because we had like, we only had like, there was like a 45-minute window or something like that. So we missed the connecting flight. So then we spent like half a day in the Cleveland airport, and they couldn't get us a flight to Orlando that day. They're like, well, the best we can do for you to get you to Orlando tonight is to fly you to Houston first and then have a layover there and wait for a few hours before you can finally fly into Orlando.
That's terrible.
Yes. So if
so
I
think yeah, got stuck.
Go oh, ahead. Go ahead, Bob.
We got stuck in Dallas, but it actually worked out because I got to watch the Cubs beat the Dodgers to make it to the World Series.
There you go.
So it, and we ended up getting $1,000 worth of vouchers, and they put us up at a hotel.
Nice.
That's good.
But,
did they give you a good hotel, or were you at like a Fleabag one where you could see things on the sheets?
It was somewhat nice. I mean, it wasn't top of the line or anything. We didn't get robes.
Yeah.
But I wasn't scared to stay there. No. But yeah, it just baffles me. It baffles me that with as huge as airports are, that how do they screw up that badly that they have to drag somebody off of a plane?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
That's weird.
I'm just thinking, and this guy, and now isn't there all sorts of stuff nonsense with this guy too, that his doctor's license is like in jeopardy, and he's accused of pulling a Paralis and selling drugs for sexual favors.
You know, and that's part of me is like, you know, I don't think that should even be part of the story. It doesn't matter what happened, but I mean, what we're looking at,
it shouldn't be. But when you're a multi-billion-dollar company like United, it's damn well going to be.
That's it, and they're going to make it part of the news, and I think that's just gross. But that's my opinion.
Couldn't you also say that it's? And I'm not defending this guy.
Sure,
I'm not defending him at all. But couldn't you also say he didn't have to sit there to get dragged out? He could have just got off the plane.
He could have got off the plane and did it.
And if he would have made a stink getting off the plane,
but you know,
United
what?
Probably would have said, "Here's $20,000, and you get to fly for free."
No, he would have gotten nothing. For him sitting where he is, that guy's never going to have to sell drugs again for sexual favors.
He's never
going to have to do anything because the legal team has jumped in, and this guy is going to walk away with a lot of money. We're not going to know how much he's going to walk away with because United is going to settle this thing quickly, get it over with, and try to move on because they've already lost a lot of stock. He is smart in that regard.
Yeah.
United was dumb with the way they handled everything. Chicago police were dumb with the way they handled everything.
Well, how is...
So,
I'm going to insert my foot in my mouth right now.
But I mean, here's the thing is, I mean, this is kind of crazy with customer service, and let's kind of go back to this, is that, I mean, if you, in your job, at any point in your life, you've worked the job, and you had the ability to eject a customer, can you think of a scenario where there was a customer who was, well, and I'll even put it this way, maybe you've been belligerent, and you had to put on your best customer service face? What was that situation, and were you, and if you could go back now, would you pull a United and yank them out?
Man.
Are you asking me this?
Yeah, Bob,
because
you got one?
I would totally. You know, well, I worked in the mall at GameStop for almost 5 years.
Yeah.
And I dealt with customers that thought that they deserved the world almost every weekend. Between having parents that would just leave kids and they'd be like, you know what? It doesn't matter that this game's M-rated. My 12-year-old can buy it. just don't bother me because I'm going to go clothes shopping. If I could go back, knowing now that our store was going to close and I'd lose, granted it was a part-time job, but I'd lose my job. Oh, man, I would tell so many people off. I see some of them out now, and this has been 5 years removed, and I'm still like, oh, I hate you so much. I don't know if you remember me, but I remember you.
Because like parents would do that, they would leave their kids for you to watch, like in their store.
All the time.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
See, I hear that about. I just remember the Princeton comic book store that closed, and the guy wrote the big thing about, and that was one of his biggest gripes was that I am not your babysitter.
Wow.
So GameStop is babysitters, so that parents can go clothes
shopping. There was one mom in particular. There was one mom in particular that did it all the time. So we would call mall security and say that we had a lost kid.
So then good for you, Bob.
So wait, that is kind of like pulling a United, isn't it? So Bob wants him out of the store. He calls mall security. Mall security comes and grabs the kid and like gives him a concussion, pulls him out of the store, is like racks him up against the the latest game display as they're on their way out.
May Lee says, no, working in the ER, she would definitely do that. She would definitely go back and do that. Yeah. Jennifer Nagel says, movie theater usher kicked out plenty. Jennifer, I'm sure, wore that like a badge of honor, too.
Sure.
So I worked in a movie theater as an usher, too, and as basically an assistant manager without the title. But I remember, similar to Bob's story, where you'd have these parents drop their kids off to go see a movie that's R-rated, and we wouldn't sell them the tickets, and then the parent would get all pissed off and be like, I have an appointment. I have something I need to do. You need to let these kids in the movie theater. There's nothing wrong with this movie. Well, it's R-rated, and the MPAA says they can't see it. That's all right. I was the dick usher IDing people at South Park when that movie came out.
Oh.
And I asked for an ID of one guy because he looked really young, and he was a cop.
Shep didn't get himself any favors that night.
No. So, hey, Bob, it's great to hear from you, man. And I look forward to hearing from you more, whether it be on the podcast or future endeavors. All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for calling, Bob.
Bob Team and good old Bobby T. So, Bobby T loves him some Kenny Loggins, too.
All she wants to do is dance.
That's not Kenny Loggins. Dick. You drop that one for Jennifer Nagel. All right, non-judgmental Shap, and then we got to go. It's really late. So, non-judgmental Shap, things that I am no longer going to hold over people. I'm not going to judge them for this anymore. I am not going to be judgmental against free-range children.
That's like right out of last week.
With the people walking their dog and their kids at midnight?
Yeah, the kids at midnight. They
did it earlier tonight. It was like 8:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they didn't do the midnight walk.
No, it was like 8 o'clock, 8:30.
Free-range children. And I'm on the fence on that one.
Why is that?
Because I was a free-range kid for the most part. You know? Like, where you just, during the summer, you'd check in the morning. And then you'd show up when the streetlights came on.
Oh, yeah, I remember doing that. Yeah. That's every kid. You can't do that anymore.
You can't.
I remember being on the air and having a co-host who was all like, there was a, like, women, all mothers, all worked up over this stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Well, and I mean, there's a lot of scary things today, but a lot of it I think is overblown. We the last week, it's been spring break, and my son has been all about wanting to camp out in the backyard. And Heidi and I, we had to have a long discussion about whether or not that was a good idea. And I'm like, they have phones. We didn't have a phone. Slept in the backyard all the time. You know what? We didn't have a whole lot of anything. You know, I kind of got eaten by, like, pit bulls. Random running pit bulls. There are strange things that
Luther
come out
the
of
geek.
The field.
Luther the Geek could have came and got you.
Luther the Geek. No one will know that.
No one
that is,
knows that reference.
My hometown
at all.
Is Rock Falls, Sterling, Illinois. They filmed the movie there in 1987.
Google Luther the Geek. Do yourself a favor.
And I made him sit through it.
Yeah. If you like Friday the 13th and movies like that are right up your alley.
Luther the Geek.
Google Luther the Geek.
I never got approached by Luther the Geek while I camped out in the backyard. Luckily.
Somebody's going to start a band from watching this podcast called Luther the Geek.
Luther the Geek was amazing.
I'm not going to judge people who throw their trash in someone else's garbage can. I will judge you if you don't make it in the garbage can. Yeah. That I will judge. Because I came home the other day, and there was a pizza box laying in my backyard.
Oh.
Like, what is this? It's just laying here.
So they didn't even use your garbage can?
No, they didn't even make it into the damn garbage
can. How do you feel about that, though? You know, if you've got your cans out in the alley, it's garbage week.
Mm-hmm.
There's people walking their kids at midnight, and they might have an empty can of Skol that they need to deposit.
You did not do
say that? And maybe carry and pack a 30. Wait, what is it?
Is it a battery?
Is it a battery? Is when you 30 is a 30 pack called a battery?
I don't
a
even
battery
know.
A bush.
I don't even
or
know.
Natty Light.
I don't know. But they have their empty pack at school, and they're going to dump it in your garbage can. Is that okay? I mean, that's a question for anybody, too.
If it's not going to be thrown on my property just laying there, sure.
They can use your garbage can.
And if my garbage can is out by the curb, yes. If it's by my house, no. Don't do it.
Okay.
But if it's by the curb, I don't think there's a problem with that.
So it's not weird if somebody just throws their trash in your garbage. No. Okay.
I'm also not going to judge the Secretary of State for the way they package their stupid envelopes for renewal stickers. I'm not going to judge them.
Hey, at least you got... At least you got one.
So
because they stopped doing it for a while.
So here, put this
camera. Yeah, I'll
on.
Put your camera.
So I got this letter here, right? All right. And on top, there is a perforation that you're supposed to tear. And on the back, it shows you, here's how this works. Tear along the top carefully. So I'm trying to, like, you know, put all the stuff down further in the envelope and then tear. Because apparently you're supposed to remove the contents, reach inside the envelope, and pull out a reply flap. So, of course, I open the damn envelope, and what happens, right?
You screwed it up.
The whole other inside envelope that you're supposed to return it in is destroyed.
Yeah.
Stupid fucking... Oh, man. Just, I mean, terrible, terrible, terrible... Yeah, wait, do that again.
Filth, flarn, filth, flarn, filth.
So, you know what? Screw that. I'm going to judge the Secretary of State. You can't just put another envelope in here for us to send the damn thing back. You're charging us $101 a sticker. How many cars are there in Illinois?
Hey, at the same point, I'm just happy to get those reminders in the mail. We weren't getting reminders
for
a year.
I'm
going to
go online and do it anyway. I'm just saying. The envelope is stupid. Don't do it anymore. Get rid of it.
They've got other... Jesse White has bigger things to do.
He's got tumblers to transport. So, and be a part of parades and stuff.
All right.
Are we done?
I think we're done.
Are we done?
Hey, I wanted to give a quick plug real quick. Can I give a plug for my...
Yes.
For Lucky Boys Confusion, band from Chicago. Their new album, Storm Chasers, drops tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow. So if you haven't heard their stuff, definitely check them out. It's a new album. They haven't put one out in like 10 years. The sun in my eyes. Have a good night, everybody.
Guys, not on the radio. We'll be back next week, next Thursday.
Happy Easter. You could send a pain. Reminds me I'm alive. The crash of the clouds doesn't frighten me like it used to. You could send a rain. Reminds me I survived.